Earlier this morning, there was a groundbreaking ceremony in Springdale for the Elizabeth Richardson Center Greenhouse and Gardens. The ERC Greenhouse will provide an opportunity for adults with disabilities to participate actively in all phases of gardening. Executive Director John Buck and Director of Adult Services Lisa Mathis say they have been planning to build a greenhouse for some time.
We've really talked about a greenhouse off and on for a while.
Three or four years,
yeah,
I would say, yes.
It's been years.
We've talked about it for some time. What helped us make this a reality was several months ago we received a grant from the Lennox Foundation, which is provides for most of the funding for us to be able to build this.
The 1,000-square-foot greenhouse will be located behind the ERC Life Skills building and adjacent to the three 10-bed intermediate care facilities operated by the nonprofit. The greenhouse will have raised beds both inside and outside the building, along with wheelchair-accessible concrete paths, allowing access from Life Skills and the ICF homes. It's estimated the greenhouse will take 6 to 8 weeks to build, but once it's completed, it will give ERC clients the chance to learn a variety of gardening skills.
We're hoping to do some vocational training with it, and also to help just healthier diets for the people that we serve. They'll be growing their own food that they can eat, the people who live in our, we have 30 people who live in our ICFMR homes. And just about just learning where food even comes from, you know. It just isn't just growing at the grocery store. We're going to, you know, we're going to grow it and pick it and cook it and the whole process.
In addition to learning about gardening, the new greenhouse will give ERC clients a way to connect with other people in the community.
We do have the master gardeners that are going to help us out with this, and so it'll be great for some of the individuals we serve to get to meet new people from out in the community and to be working side by side with them so they can do some networking with people in the community.
It really becomes a way to broaden the experiences for the folks that we serve, to give them some experiences that anybody in the community, yourself, myself, any one of us, might enjoy having. Planting things, working in a garden, getting a sense of productivity from doing that, a sense of accomplishment when you see something that comes to bear fruit. So,
more information is available at ercinc.org.